Hello. Hi there, good morning. Is it possible if I could please speak with Janie Shanto, please?
You can hear.
Hi, Janie. It's Billy calling today from MMA Legal regarding the Scottish redress claim that you've applied for, you know, due to your time within the care system.
Uh-huh.
You've come through to me today, darling, just to get your case put into submission for you and I can get everything put on the system. Is that okay with yourself?
Yeah, possibly already done yesterday.
Sorry, darling, it just broke over then. Could you repeat that for me?
I did all this yesterday, didn't I?
Let me just have a look here. If you've already gone through, who is it that you spoke to yesterday?
I can't actually remember the name, but I know there's somebody coming up tomorrow for signature.
Do you know what name of the company they're from or what they're charging you in regards to a fee? Because you actually applied on our website, but nobody has actually had contact with you. We tried to call you yesterday, there was no answer. I'm just unsure if it's been a different company that's contacted you, you see.
Hold on 2 seconds. There's a mobile number. 07863.
Yeah.
746885. Yeah.
Let me just have a look if I can see anybody on the system with that for you. Just give me 2 seconds. Did they pop on the, have they messaged you or anything on any, online?
I got a phone call yesterday.
Because
that's the only site I've put on is yours, so it can only be through your company. What? Because it's the only one I've bought.
You made an application on our website, but I did try and call you yesterday because you was appointed to myself, but there was no answer, so I didn't want to bombard you just in case you was busy. Did they not put anything where they said they was calling from or the name of the company? Because that number's not even coming up on WhatsApp or anything like that for me.
No. All I know is that I've never applied to any other company by yourself.
I mean, what I can do for you is I can get it put onto the system and I can also password protect your account for you today so you know who you're dealing with and you know moving forward that if anyone does contact you, just not speak to them unless you know your password. Just because you will get some companies out there that will, basically, they will jump for a quick payout from Scottish Redress for anything up to £10,000. So let's just say they took £10,000 and they told you they only got £1,000 and they profited £9,000 from you there because they were an unregulated department. And I don't want that to be the situation. What I'm thinking is, because you're not the only person, I think they might be watching where you're making the application, for an example, going onto Facebook or going onto social media and making the application.
They did say something about Facebook. Right, but my name's on Facebook, but it's been hacked years ago. So I'm not actually on it. It's somebody else, and it sits dormant. I did get a wee bit shaken when they said, you know, about Facebook, and I was like, well, how have you got my Facebook?
And just to confirm, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get the number investigated as well. So you said it was 07863 746885.
885, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and it's 07863 746885. I'm going to get that investigated just to be on the safe side, just because I've had a few customers contact to say that they've actually had calls but they've not confirmed the password with them. So it might be the same company that's basically looking into where we're getting the application come through. So I'm going to have that looked into for you, and I do apologise for this communication. You will get a call on our courier service, which they'll say they'll come out and sign your documents. Now, really, they shouldn't even be coming out to sign your documents because everything is done electronically through Redress.
Right, they're coming out tomorrow, so I'll just say no.
Yeah, if anyone does contact, say no, I don't know where you've got my details from, and say, if anything, can you prove where you've got my data from, whereas we can send you your full application if you're applying with us, and we're a fully regulated department. Throughout everything, you'll have contact with me, you'll also have the solicitor's details, so I'll make sure it's all finalised for you today, and I'm sorry that you've been through that. People will run with it as much as they possibly can on referral basis and things like that, so I'll reassure you that it'll be submitted today and all properly on the proper scheme. So I've got your name down.
How did they manage to know that I had actually applied?
So what may have happened is basically everything works like with AI systems now. So what they may have done is they may have seen our advert where we advertise. And what they may have been done is had something watching the page. So as soon as you click on that and provide your details, like your mobile number and things, they may have copied it that way. That's a going to get the systems investigated and have the solicitors look into it, even if it stops us using the system for a day or two whilst we actually investigate that, just to be on the safe side, then it's better to be safe than sorry. And that's why you didn't give any bank details out of your own.
No, not brilliant.
Because you're always paid out via a check procedure and things like that anyway, so I'll make sure that everything's protected on this account for you towards the end of the call. Now, can I just ask you, if your name is Janie, is that the name you was known as when she was in the care system, darling?
Yeah.
And Shanto is S-H-A-N-T-O.
That's my married name, Shanto. But my maiden name is McAnally.
Is that McAnally spelled M-C-N-A-L-L-Y?
Yeah.
Perfect maiden name. Let me just get that down here for you. And is there any nicknames or anything that I should have down for you at all, darling?
Well, my name, my birth certificate name is Jane, but I get called Janie.
Janie, let me just get that over. So
it's J-A-Y-N-I-E.
And is it, when it's on your birth certificate, is it J-A-Y-N-E?
No, J-A-N-E, just plain.
J-A-N-E. No problem whatsoever. Let me just get that down here for you. And if I am correct, darling, this mobile number is the best mobile number for you if the line was to disconnect for any reason.
Yes, it is. Uh-huh.
And we also have an email address on here for you. I'm just going to confirm that what you provided is shantojanie@gmail.com, darling.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. What's your date of birth there for me, please, Janie?
16th of January, 1970.
Now, in regards to yourself, I'm not sure if they did explain it to you yesterday, but each claim procedure is individually different. Now, we wouldn't be here to be wasting your time in any way, shape or form or clutching at straws. You will be due back compensation as soon as we locate your files, and we'll approach every local authority around them to make sure we've got everything. Now, it would be wrong to give a direct value at this moment in time because each case is individually valued differently. What we can tell you, so you've not got any false information, is that it will average at least 48,000, so you have something to look forward to there. But again, you could come out with 100,000, you could come out with 300,000. I know it's not about the money, it is about the justice, but we will make sure we go full steam ahead to get you the maximum justice then we can. Is that okay with you, darling?
Yes, ma'am.
Same with the time frame. We can't give you an exact time frame. You could be paid out within 6 weeks' time, but we have to tell you 12 months just so we're not giving any false information. Would that be okay with you again?
Absolutely, yeah.
Right. Could I please ask for your current home postcode there, please, darling?
It's P for Peter, H for Harry, 15 Echo Delta.
And that is shown to me as Carnegie Place in Perth, is that correct, darling?
Yes, it is, uh-huh.
What door number would that be?
74.
Let me just get that bob down here for you. And in regards to yourself, I do need to ask the question, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses or anything like that where they've given you a certain amount of time to live or anything as well, darling?
No.
Now, what we do like to ask for is a beneficiary. So, of course, we understand that you're healthy and you're happy. If anything was to happen to you whilst this claim was ongoing, is there anybody within your family or within your circle that's over the age of 18 that you would be happy for this payment to be released to?
Yeah, my daughter.
Daughter, perfect. Could I take her name there, please, darling?
It's Karine Shanto, K-A-R-I-E-N.
And Shanto, brilliant. Now, what I'll do is I'll just keep your mobile number on the system just for the time being. And, of course, I'm assuming we'll be able to get in contact with her if the worst did happen for your mobile number. Just get that. That way you know if anything was to happen, your justice has still been served there for you, darling. Now, if I am correct earlier, I am looking at your application here, and on your application you've left a bit of information to say that you was inconvenient in Dundee and also Carolina House Children's Home, and you was also in Dr Guthrie in Edinburgh. Is that correct, darling?
Yes, that's correct.
So before we go any further, they are three very common places which have already been filed against on various different occasions. So what I want to give you the reassurance on, no one's here to question any way, shape or form. Once we've got your statement, we'll make you an offer based upon your statement. And from that point onwards, we'll ensure to do our very best to get the full go full scheme ahead. People who have already come forward and spoke up will help your case. And most importantly, you will be helping their case as well, because, of course, you'll be shocked to realise how many same things will occur with what you've got to tell me, considering what other people have mentioned as well. So I'll be reassured to go full steam ahead with that today. Could I also ask you, darling, where is it you grew up before you were placed into care?
We were obviously our mother. But we've got two calls for because we were an alcoholic.
Sorry, get that down.
Yeah.
And do you know what part of Scotland you was living in, darling?
Dundee.
Dundee. Perfect. No problem. And how old was you when you was first taken into the care system, if you remember?
I can't even remember. I really can't. I know I was in primary school at one point. I can't remember, honestly.
Do you think roughly around primary school age?
Yeah, probably. It was primary school age, definitely. Because it was at Morgan's Academy, the juniors, and then Morgan's Academy, the high school. And then I was taken away to Edinburgh.
So would you say around 10 years of age, if you have to guess roughly, just so we know what years you kind of filed for?
Probably go for about 12, maybe 12, 13.
What I'll do, just to be on the safe side, is I'm just going to put 11 years of age there, so that way we can go a year before that and make sure, just to be on the safe side for you. And could I ask you, first of all, when you were placed into the care system, do you recall if you was placed into, so you was in convent in Dundee, was that the first place where you was taken to, darling?
Yes, the convent, yeah.
Let me just get that on there. Oh, the convent, right, sorry, I'm pronouncing that wrong, let me get that on here. The convent. And so I'm going to pop down there. So that was roughly, I'm going to go from 11 years old, just so we can cover all years for you that way. And then, because with Scottish redress themselves as well, when you send things off to them, they'll use any reason to deny you a payout because they don't want to actually pay out because it's coming from their profit pot. So for an example, if we were to send your ID over and you used your passport and you didn't show us the full both sides of the passport, they'd knock it back. And then we have to just request it off you and go again. So that's why I'm making sure everything's down there properly so you can, they can not cause any delays in your case in any way, shape or form. So when you went to the call then, if you have to guess roughly, how long would you say you was here for, darling?
In the convent, I was probably there about a year or so. And then we all got, like me and my two brothers got split up.
Let me get that on here. You went with three brothers. With three brothers and split. What was the name of your brothers, darling?
Adrian, Jimmy and Mark Briggs.
Was that Adrian, Jimmy and Mark?
Yeah.
Jimmy and Mark,
so. That was the worst point because they split me from my brothers. So, it wasn't very good.
I'm going to get that noted in. It shouldn't. And this is another conversation that I had with a customer just before yourself. They had siblings that were split up. And not only that, they kept them in the same kind of places, but treated them all individually different, which then caused friction between the siblings and had two of them fighting and obviously hurting each other. And they grew up very, very, they're very close now, but it's not nice how they was obviously affecting people. You're taken away from the family to begin with. You want to try and keep that family as close as they possibly should be. And it is actually, it's classed as neglect.
Sorry, my brothers were put up in Pilotti, place we've never been in my life.
No.
So, it was. I felt like I was getting punished.
Same procedure.
My wee brother, he hung himself.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Sorry. He was institutionalised from a young age. The outside world was too big and brutal for him, I think. He just struggled. He struggled quite a bit. And my other brother is just fine. Like, Archibald Children's Home was really good for him, but they didn't have me. Yeah.
Well, people have different experiences, and like I say, just know that there is always an option there. You don't have to jump to it, but if there is anything that they do want to discuss with myself, then they are more than welcome to take the details off you, and I am happy to give them a call. And even the situation that's happened with your little brother, I do apologise that you have had to deal with that. And again, that's not something that could have been prevented because of obviously the background that you have been brought up from. So really, you should have been given the correct kind of reassurance and to be known that there is some sort of help there and that there is people that actually care. And I'm very sorry that you have had to go through with that. Can I ask you, after the call event in Dundee, did you then go straight to Carolina House, darling?
Yes, Carolina House, it was Brought Ferry Road.
And how long was you in Carolina House for, roughly, if you have to guess?
Years.
A year?
Multiple years. Because then I was Carolina House, and they built the new Carolina House down from the Law Hill, so we got moved there, but then I got moved to Edinburgh, the listees here.
And is that when you went to Dr. Guthrie?
Yeah.
And how old would you say you was when you arrived at Dr. Guthrie?
I probably was thinking about 14.
No problem.
And like Caroline House is my home base. So if it was allowed at weekends, I was only allowed to go back to Caroline House. I didn't have anybody to go to. But 9 times out of 10 I didn't get out at the weekend.
And again, you're not going to want to go back there with the way they had mistreated you previously. So it's an ongoing situation, and you don't have anybody to cry out for help for. The reason I took your siblings' names a second ago is so if we go to Scottish Redress and they would turn around and say, we've got 10 Jane Shantos on the file, or should I say Jane McNally, then we can turn around and say, well, this was a siblings, and of course, that way they can't dispute it. Can I ask for the names of your parents, please, darling?
I don't know my dad. My mom was married to my brother's dad, so I don't know who my dad is.
What was mum's name?
Catherine McNally, she would be called.
McNally. Now, again, I'm not sure if this is something that you would be actually interested in, but we will be able to locate all files on behalf of yourself. Now, we will give you the option to have a copy of them back. I'm not sure if it's something that you've ever thought about or something that you've ever decided. But you don't have to make a decision right now. You'll always have that option there once we've located them. And if you would like a copy of them, we would be happy to send them back to you, darling. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to get an understanding of your time within the coven. Now, I understand automatically that you was very young, so I can imagine that you're quite upset, emotional and scared and things. Is that correct, darling?
Yeah, it was a case of, in my head, I thought we were doing time for her, for like Catherine's sake. You know, she couldn't feed us and whatever, but we were doing the time. She was still like free, and I had all the restrictions on me. You know, so yeah, it was. Okay. I probably acted out quite a bit, to be fair. Yeah.
Kids will be kids, and of course you've been taken away from your comfort zone and all you know, and of course being treated so different. So, well, you know, you are going to rebel and you are going to act in certain kind of ways. Could I ask you at the call then? Did any sort of stuff settle you down or give you any empathy or anything?
Oh, God, no. The nuns were brutal. Honestly, God. Honestly, they were so brutal. It's unbelievable. You know,
can I ask you to give me a bit of an understanding of what you have to deal with there, darling?
Well, we had to get just normal. You'd get up. Obviously, I still had proper school that time, but we'd still come home and do the cleaning. And, like, we're just like skivvies, you know. Cleaning and restrict regimes, you know, bed at a certain time, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, that was about it. I mean, they didn't, like, they didn't smack us about or anything, but they were
use force as restraining you or anything, for an example, or would they ever keep you locked in your bedroom as a punishment or anything like that?
No, you would just get sent to your room. And you'd be too scared to come back out, put it that way. You wouldn't dare cross them. So, yeah.
So, basically, like what they said went.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You have to do the clothes.
Did they ever use anything like the cane or the belt or anything like that as any force against you?
I can't remember if we used the belt. I do remember getting the belt, but I don't remember which one it was from. But, yeah.
Did they separate you and your siblings in here, or was you allowed to share rooms and things like that?
No, we were separated. That was the only home of all my brothers and me were together, was in the convent. And then all of a sudden I was moved and my two brothers were moved like miles away. Which, well, yeah, it does have a detrimental effect on them as well as me. Because it was like, they've got the same dad and I don't. So it was like, I was an outsider. That's how it felt anyway.
Was separated. And I was going out. Which my mum because if you think about it, of course, like I said, it's not just the physical side of things that are going to have impacted you in here. It's also the mental side of things as well. Being left alone, being taken away from your family, worrying about your siblings, and then obviously worrying about being separated from them, as well as getting placed into a new area. in a new care home, not knowing what's going on. There's lots of different emotions that are going through your body with you being such a young child, and you can't help what your body's going to do. It's going to be in defense mode. And that's what causes things like PTSD and anxiety and things like that over time. So I am sorry that you have had to be treated like that. And that's before we've even gone straight into it. Now, when you arrived at Carolina House, did anything change or did the abuse continue right away? Because I am aware of how feral this place can be.
Carolina House was fine. I got my, one of the boys, another child in the home. He broke my arm. I would say, Carolina House, I would say was a bit lax. They didn't actually tend to your needs. You know, to me, it was like they just wanted an easy job. So the kids were like feral. You know, so, and I got like, obviously, I got picked on because I was small and I had no siblings there, no family. So yeah, I remember it was, I can't even remember the guy's name, but he snapped my arm. He snapped my arm in two places. And I do remember he didn't even get into trouble for it.
Would this kind of treat certain kids different to others?
No, this is where you got on with it. Like, we would all be like piled into the sitting room to watch TV. No, and then, you know, because there was no rooms, it was like big, it was a big room with like sections of it for your room, for your bedroom. So the three of me were five, six other girls. And then I used to stay there because the day room, like the sitting room, was just too angry. You know, people would be jumping on top of each other, wrestling each other, beating each other up. And there was not a member of staff to be seen.
Can I ask you here as punishments or anything, if the staff was to ever punish you, would they restrain you at all here? Or would they ever keep you locked in your bedroom again as a punishment or anything, keeping you secluded?
No, you would be secluded, but you couldn't be locked in the room because it was like a big dormitory. Let's just have one big massive room. And that was the old Carolina House. So yeah, you would just be in your room.
And did they ever take anything out of your room? Where you preferred it, let me just get that down. I prefer. Can I ask you, when you was in here, did they ever do anything like, as a punishment, like take your bed or anything and leave you just with your mattress in your room or anything like that at all?
No.
No problem. And did they ever use any force against you in any way, shape or form? Lock you in any cupboards or leave you in the hallways at night time or anything like that?
Oh, no. I think mine's all psychological. It's all like being separated.
Mentally.
And then not, you know, because I had no family. Absolutely none. None of us have any family. We don't have aunties, uncles, whatever. You know. So, yeah. It was, I felt angry, disappointed and bitter because I was on my own and my three brothers were together, sort of thing. And it was all because I didn't have a dad on my certificate.
And you said you were at Carolina House for about a year, would you say?
Oh, no. I was at Carolina House for quite a few years. I was still probably registered there as well as Dr. Guthrie's because Carolina House was basically my home base and Dr. Guthrie's was where I was Monday to Friday. But 9 times at the end, I was there all week. I didn't get out at weekends. And I was in high school because I remember coming from Caroline House and going through the park to get to Morgan's Academy. So yeah, I would have been probably first year at high school, maybe 12, I think.
Could I ask you when you was in here as well? I just need to ask the question, was there ever any sexual abuse or anything like that?
Not in the children's homes, no.
No problem. I'll just get that down here for you. And did they allow you to go out of the children's homes in any of that was happening?
No.
No problem.
Yes, that's you.
perfectly fine. When you arrived at Dr. Guthrie's, can I ask you to give me an understanding of what it was like in here, darling?
God, it was terrible. Obviously, it's a LSD school, locked. And all we learnt there was cleaning, scrubbing, cleaning, cooking, and sewing. So I had no education at all. We'd be up early in the morning. We'd all be assigned our tasks. Some of the girls would do the cleaning and scrubbing of the floors. Some would go down and do the cooking. Others would do the dishes and cleaning there. We all had different tasks to do. It was all to do with cleaning and cooking. And then the school consisted of sewing.
Did the staff, if you ever rebelled or said no or anything, how would they punish you here again? Would they use the bell or the cane or anything, or would they restrain you at all?
No, they just, like, they took points off you. Like, you got a certain amount of points every Sunday night, and you had to have a certain amount left to get out for the weekend. So every time you rebelled or did anything, they would take points off you. So you wouldn't get out that weekend. So that happened quite a lot to me.
Can I ask you here, darling, was food always an option in here?
What? For food?
Was food always an option and things like that? Did you ever go hungry or anything, darling?
Well, yeah, because you only got meals like at certain times. There was no going to the cupboard for a biscuit here and there. You wouldn't be allowed in the kitchen unless it was for breakfast, lunch or dinner or supper.
Did they ever have any rooms or anything where they would take you to sit there if you was ever naughty? Is there like a kind of like a seclusion or anything like that at all?
Yeah, they did, right. You'd be secluded. Because obviously if you're playing up, take you out of the way so that you don't, and like, basically rile up the rest of the people, the rest of the girls. So yeah, you'd be made to go, and sometimes it'd be a sitting room, sometimes it'd just be a wee room. Just sitting there and contemplate.
And do you ever remember them pushing you or prodding at you, any of the staff or anything like that, whilst you're walking around the corridors or making nasty comments?
Yeah. You get pushed, yeah. If you're lagging and you're taking the mic, as they would say, they'd prod you on, push you along.
And do you ever remember them calling you any nasty names or making you feel a kind of way because you had no family or anything like that?
I honestly can't remember, to be honest. That is the God's honest truth. I haven't got a clue. Because so much was blocked out.
And how long would you say that you was at Dr. Guthrie's for, darling?
Right up till I was 16 or 17.
Would you say that you suffer with things like anxiety and building relationships and trusting people and things like that, darling?
Yeah, I'm on medications for anxiety, PTSD, and, yeah, I have a deep, deep fear of new people and mainly men.
Thank you so much for providing me with all of this information. I understand that it is a hard topic of conversation for you to go through, especially with you having to go through this yesterday. But the only reason I'm making sure that I go through this and ask all these relevant pieces of information is to make sure we highlight all of the key parts for you and not take anything less than what you're covered for. Now, you definitely have provided me with enough information to go ahead and get this full steam ahead and get this submitted off for you today. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. Now, the way that everything works is we will get an update from Scottish Redress once we've submitted this off. It'll take about 7 to 14 days for them to respond to us with their actual application number. Now, when we've got your application number, that's them knowing that we're going full steam ahead with the claim. And what they will then possibly do from that point onwards is they might give you a call and offer you something very small, like £1,000 up front or £2,000 to be paid with you in 24 hours. Now, that's never in your best interest. They're always going to try and profit from you, because if they can offer you £1,000 instead of £100,000, they will trick you. As well as other companies calling you, what I am going to do is I'm going to password protect your account. Now, if anybody calls you whatsoever and they do not know your password, just hang the phone up on them. And if they're anybody important, they will call you back with that password. Now, what word would be memorable to yourself, darling?
Milo, my cat.
Milo, no problem. So I've got that down here for you. So if anyone calls you and they don't know the password as Milo, just hang the phone up on them. And if they are anybody important, they will call you back with that password. Now, what I require from yourself, darling, is a picture of your ID and proof of address. Have you got anything like a driver's license or a passport or anything like that?
I've got a passport, but it went out of date last year.
Have you got...
I've just ordered a birth certificate, marriage certificate and divorce certificate.
Brilliant. So marriage certificate can be provided over to us once that comes through, because they will need that just for a proof of name change. Would you be able to send over to me your passport? And because it's out of date, would you be able to send over two proofs of addresses? So it could be any letters dated to you in the last 3 months. You just need to have your name, address and the date on there. Is that okay with you, darling?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Brilliant. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bob you... Sorry?
Well, see tomorrow then, when this person's supposed to be coming for a signature. Well, I just ask what company they are so I can tell you.
Just say to them when they call you, just say, first of all, I want to cancel, because the courier service won't be anything to do with the company. They'll just be an independent company that they pay to come out to you.
So just say to the
courier service, I don't need you to come out to me. Ask the people who told you to come out to provide me with all of my information and how they've got my information. What I'm also going to do as well is I'm going to basically speak with my advisor now and ask him to investigate this. So as soon as I've got an update on this, if we find out where they're from, then I'll be the first to let you know that as well, just so you're in the loop with that. Is that okay with you, Janie?
Well, because it's
To be honest with you, it's not acceptable whatsoever. I'm also going to pop your password on your file for you that I've messaged you over, so you know you've got it there as well. So it's all in one place for you.
Good.
So what I'm going to do, darling, is I'm going to get, just bob you a message over. If you can send your ID and proof of address over to me, that'll be fantastic. And as soon as I've got that, I'll give you a call back to let you know that I'm going to submit your case off. Is that okay with you, darling?
Yep. Of course, that's
brilliant. No problem. And in the meantime,
only ID I've got just now is like a passport and two letters.
Perfect. If you can just make sure you open your passport for me like a book. Just because they'll knock it back if not, and take a picture of both sides of that for me. Is that okay with you?
We've
also had a link that's sent through to you. So the link's come through to you. It's not on WhatsApp. It's on your normal text. Now, this is just to state that you're happy with the legal team to work on your behalf. You open the link, it'll ask for a squiggle in the box, and you press the big blue button next to it that'll say execute documents. Once I've got that all through, I'll give you a call straight back, darling, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.